Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Yerington Mayor George Deeney. We're going to be talking about the economic turnaround for rural Nevada with the big land transfer bill that just passed in Congress. And on our pundit panel today, we have Dick Gamick, Dan Mason, and Dory Guy. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers' 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipaFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipaFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Yerington Mayor George Deeney, and we're talking about the big Yerington land transfer. Now, George, there was a lot of celebration across the state recently when Congress finally, after 6 years in some cases, passed a package of eight land bills in for Nevada. And at the heart of this is the Yerington land transfer, which transfers over 10,000 acres of federal land to Nevada Copper and to the city of Yerington. And, of course, Nevada Copper is going to expand open-pit copper mining there. But for Yerington, you plan to use the land for an industrial area, business park, outdoor amphitheater, and room for businesses to grow and get tax money for the city of Yerington. But here's one thing. It sounds like such a fairy tale, but at the same time the mine is looking for construction workers, Tesla is also going to be looking for construction workers for their giga battery factory near Reno. Do you think there's going to be enough construction workers in northern Nevada to go around to fill the needs of Tesla and the Nevada Copper mine expansion?
Well, first, Ray, thanks for having me back on.
Sure.
And thanks for being with the city of Yerington and Lyon County during the process of getting the land transfer bill passed. And we appreciate your effort with us. As far as the labor force in this project, it's going to put a great demand in the northern Nevada area of all the resources we can get together. Construction workers will be at a premium. I'm real sure about that.
Yeah, it looks to me that, the construction industry in northern Nevada looked dead just a you know, a year or two ago, and now it seems like there's going to be a huge upswing. Because also, not only are you going to need construction workers for these two projects, isn't there a lot of housing that perhaps has not been built yet, but at least maybe in the planning stages or the idea stage? Could you talk about the housing that is going to be needed in the central Lyon County area for this?
Well, I don't have a specific number, but you know, obviously we're going to need housing for the workers as well as the permanent jobs. I had the fortunate life in my life to see the expansion of Anaconda when they were in Yerington and during the heydays of it and how that affected the community. I wasn't there for the construction portion of it, but during the 30 years that I was around the community with Anaconda, I saw that. And this will be a very similar pattern where maybe Nevada Copper will have to make some housing of their own, such as Anaconda did. Maybe we'll be able to... this is in its infancy right now, and we have a lot to plan.
Right.
Housing, the city's ready with lots available for 200 to 225 homes at this current time. That's not going to be enough. We have more planning to do. We understand that.
Okay. Now, you know, also this, the expansion of the mine and out in Nevada Copper, it's going to lead to a lot of ancillary jobs, according to studies done by Nevada Copper. And a lot of those ancillary jobs are going to be in the Reno Sparks area. And total ancillary direct jobs, we're talking about 3,000 jobs potentially for this area. Now, that's a conservative estimate, because I've seen Nevada Copper studies that put it at over 4,000 jobs total.
Right.
Could you maybe explain what these ancillary jobs would be in Reno? Because I've tried to talk to people about the ripple effect of this mine expansion goes all the way across northern Nevada.
First, the project does send those ancillary jobs throughout northern Nevada. And actually, the city of Yerington is quite pleased to be part of the expanding northern Nevada economy with our project. Now, this is a $1.2 billion investment from the copper company into our community.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, in the northern Nevada area, Reno Sparks, I'm sure that there'll be more jobs in the manufacturing and the distribution of goods. I mean, Cashman equipment will be probably relocating or making a bigger presence in the area. And other businesses that are related to mining will certainly locate in the northern Nevada area.
Well, the Nevada Copper told me that they just signed a new deal with Cashman for $25 million, which should, you know, bring in a few jobs there. But there's so much more to this. Let's take a break right here, George. And when I come back, I want to talk to you about the outdoor amphitheater and how that impacts the overall economy of central Lyon County. We'll be right back with more Nevada Newsmakers with Yerington Mayor George Dean.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Yerington Mayor George Deeney. We're talking about the huge Nevada copper mining expansion in his around his city. And I do, while he's here, George, I have to say congratulations to the Yerington High School Lions for being state champs in both football and volleyball. So congratulations.
Thank you. We're quite proud of both teams.
Yes, yes. Now, one of the things that I find really intriguing about this land transfer is that you guys plan to build an outdoor amphitheater with some of the land that you got from this land transfer. And I'm wondering if this is tied into this Night in the Country concert series that you guys have, because that seems like a modern day, you know, country western Woodstock that you guys have in your community. It seems like it's a huge success. And is that what part of this amphitheater idea is about?
It is. The amphitheater is in conjunction with the Night in the Country event that the Boys and Girls carry on in Yerington in July. And it's gotten so big that, and our facility that they use is not quite big enough. And there's 10,000 plus people come to town. Last year, there was a couple thousand trailers that they camped out for the 3-day weekend. So the plan was to take the concert out of the city into this area where we have a natural setting for an amphitheater. It is a perfect place for it, but the town can't absorb that many people. We're only a community of 3,000. And when we bring 10, 12,000 people to a weekend event, it certainly does escalate the problems around the town.
But it must bring in a lot of tax revenue and revenue for the local businesses.
Well, there is an influx of business in downtown. A lot of this business, though, is based out at the concert.
Right.
But the room tax that's involved is quite big, large, too. All those trailers have to pay a room tax.
Well, I never thought we'd have Woodstock in Yerington.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Now, okay, there's another issue here. Part of the Tesla Gigafactory bill means that the USA Parkway will be completed. Now, this is a road that goes from I-80 near the Tahoe Reno Industrial Complex to US 50 near Silver Springs. And I'm thinking this is going to really open up central Lyon County to homes, to business, and also to commuting into Reno. How long is it going to take to get from Yerington to Reno when the USA Parkway is done?
Depending on how many highway patrolmen are out there, right?
And Lyon County Sheriff.
Actually, it's a great opportunity for central Lyon County and Yerington as well. The commute would be about 20 minutes less, bypassing Fernley. I mean, that's good for everybody. The trickle down into Silver Springs with their homes and businesses, that's the real factor that's involved.
Is that where do you think most of the new housing will be, is on Highway 50 near Silver Springs?
I think there'll be some to start with, but I think, you know, the development up in the industrial park area itself, I assume there'll be a new community grow there eventually.
Would it be part of the city of Yerington?
Oh, no, that's way too far away. Yeah.
So
we're talking 35 miles away.
We might be talking, you could have a town named after you, George.
Maybe it could be Silver Springs could become a city.
I like the name Georgetown.
Yeah, kind of familiar.
Well, George, you know, talking about the Nevada copper expansion, I first learned about this whole deal in 2010 while interviewing Representative Mark Amaday, because he had just been elected in a special election. I said, well, what are you going to do first? And he said, well, we got to get this Yerington land transfer done. And so I did go out to Yerington along with photographer Marilyn Newton. And at the time in 2010, not only was there Nevada copper in Yerington, but there were three other mining companies doing soil samples. And I was wondering if those three mining companies are still in the Mason Valley doing soil samples, and do they have any plans to expand like Nevada Copper?
Well, there are three companies that are currently exploring the potential of their properties. The Ann Mason property with the Entre Gold, Quintera, and the Mason Valley properties south of town. Nobody's committed to doing anything more than exploration at the moment. Financing seems to be a problem, or is the next step. There's a lot of looking going on, and there's a lot of drilling going on right now in the backside of Mason Valley.
Okay, so this whole copper thing with Nevada Copper, it could expand in the future possibly with other companies.
It could. It very easily could.
Now, what's going to happen? Last thing, what's going to happen to the copper pit once there's no more mining there? Aren't there plans to refurbish this? Or
are you
concerned
about
that?
Referring to the Anaconda pit?
No, I'm referring to Nevada Copper.
I don't think, the new laws with the mining they had to have a reclamation program in place before they could ever get to this stage.
Okay.
And no, I have no concerns with that at all.
Okay. George, we got to stop it right there. Thank you for coming
in
today.
Thank you, Ray.
We'll be right back after this with our Power Pundit panel on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson, wishing you and yours a happy holiday season.
Take back your weather and bring me the skies. The day so bright I can't open my eyes. And days like this is where we found our love. So please, Mr. Weatherman, bring us the sun.
Your Jeep adventure with the big finish of 2014 at Lithia Chrysler Jeep of Reno.
If you're injured in an accident and you don't know what to do, we can help get you immediate medical attention.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Nevada is full of thriving businesses, exciting events, beautiful sunsets, spectacular food, and some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. The Plush Life will keep you informed, but more importantly, it will inspire you each week to live the happiest, healthiest, best life possible in this beautiful place that we call home.
Watch Wellness Wednesday on News 4 at noon. Brought to you by St. Mary's Regional Medical Center.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers for our pundit panel. Let me introduce the crowd first. Let me introduce Dick Gamick, the Washoe County District Attorney, who will be retiring on January 4th. Good to see you. Dan Mason, the Program Director at KKOH, and I want to congratulate you on the success of the Dan Mason Show.
Thank you.
And last but not least, Dory Guy of Emerge Nevada and a former Washoe Democratic Party official. Good to have you all.
Thank you very much.
Dick, I wanted to talk with you because this might be the last time before you retire that I will be the host of Nevada Newsmakers when you're on. And over the years, we've had debates, I guess you could say, about the legalization and the use of marijuana. And I wanted to ask you this. There was a petition, the issue of recreational legalized marijuana will be at the Nevada legislature, and if they don't pass it, it goes on the ballot in 2016. I got to ask you, We just legalized, or we just set up our medical marijuana infrastructure in the last session. What's the rush in legalizing recreational marijuana? We have two states that have already done this, Washington and Colorado, and maybe would it be better to maybe step back and see what kind of problems they have with law enforcement and DUI and all sorts of stuff before we jump into this?
You know, Ray, that's a great question for Senator Tick Sagerblum, because he's the one that's pushing the hell out of all of this.
Right.
And when he was busy pushing his medical marijuana so bad, which I've said time and again, all that is a hoax. It's just a joke. And when he was busy pushing that, he came to the Crime Commission, which I sit on. And I asked him very clearly, I said, okay, you've got your plan. Let me ask you this. The federal government has shut down 130 dispensaries in L.A. because of all the abuses of medical marijuana. What does your plan, what do you plan to do about curbing abuses? That's not within my purview. And that right there just set me off again. Medical marijuana is a Schedule I controlled substance. It's still a dangerous drug. I have in my office a 150-page report out of OJP, the Office of Justice, and on Colorado and all the issues they're dealing with. They're having children OD on this stuff. They're having children stealing it from their grandparents and taking it to school to sell it. They're having just all kinds of problems happening over there, not to include all the robberies and all the other stuff that's been going on. So rather than, I agree with you, what you just said totally, let's not do this. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, let's never do it, because it is a dangerous drug. But you can't seem to get that across. Everybody wants to toke, not everybody, but there's enough people that want to toke up and sit around and be blown out of their brains. And I keep asking folks, you want that to be your pilot in an airplane?
Well, they're getting, it seems like some pilots are hitting the sauce before they get on. So I don't know. You know, I'm worried about
that. What the difference is.
Dan, I wanted to ask you something. Recently in the election, David Bobzien, Assemblyman David Bobzien, was reelected to his post at the Nevada legislature. He was the top Nevada Washoe Democrat in the Gang of 63. But lo and behold, bada bing, right after he got elected, he signed up to fill the open space on the Reno City Council, and he won the job. And I'm just wondering, do you think people are a little uncomfortable with that, jumping ship so quickly after he just got reelected?
I don't think very many people have actually asked that question. Everything I've seen says, oh, everybody's just fine with it because he's such a wonderful guy. I've never met him. I don't know if he is or not. Mm-hmm. But I'm troubled by someone getting elected to a public office and within weeks saying, I'd rather go do this other job over here because there's a few more bucks for me.
Okay, now, Dory, I remember when you were the chairwoman of the Washoe County Democratic Party. Mr. Bobzien is a staunch Democrat and, he's done a lot of good. What do you think?
Well, I've known him for a long time, and he's really a very nice man. And the main reason he did this is I think he wanted a little more control locally. He wanted to be able to be within the community that he lives in and have control locally and help with the problems of the city of Reno. I do have some problems with people who go into office and then jump to another office. However, I think this is a good move for him. And I think he is going to be a welcome member of the Reno City Council.
Okay, Dick, do you want to respond to that at all or get in on this conversation?
What he wanted to do was there before he ever ran for re-election. And as far as I'm concerned, when you run, you give an implied promise to the voters that you will be there to do the job. And I've just gone through five terms now, 20 years, and this last term has been a little bit tough because I'm getting tired. But I told the voters I would be there to the end of the term, and I will be there to the last day. And that's just how strongly I feel about it. And I think when you give people that implied promise or direct promise and they vote for you, that you owe that to them.
Okay, Dan, one last thing. Your counterpart in Las Vegas, Alan Stock, has had a few controversial shows recently that have to deal with Assembly Designate Speaker John Hambrick and, of course, Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, whose Hambrick has kicked off as the chair of the taxation. Your thoughts on that?
It's a very interesting circus. I just haven't figured out yet who the ringmaster is.
Okay, Dory, as a Democrat, what do you think about this infighting with the Assembly GOP caucus?
I really kind of expected it because of the different personalities the GOP elected.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to sit back and think of it as being a little on the funny side, personally.
Okay.
It's almost like we have three political parties now.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. Okay. We're just getting started, but it's time to stop. We'll be right back after these few messages to wrap up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
What you don't know about health insurance may surprise you. Hey, true or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry, most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. True or false? A lot of people qualify for financial help to lower the cost of their health insurance.
False?
Actually, millions of people have qualified for financial help on their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. A family of four making about $95,000 a year or less may qualify. True or false? You are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014. And there's a tax penalty for not being insured. Huh, you seem like you've done your research.
True.
Then you know whether you want to switch your health coverage, are signing up for the first time, are self-employed, retiring early, don't have coverage at work. There's an answer for you.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So you found health coverage from a name that's been trusted for years.
True.
Very good. True or false? There are no affordable health plan options out there. Truth is, there's a choice of plans to help fit different needs and budgets.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-800-866-1751 for a free quote. That's 1-800-866-1751. Or visit anthemhelps.com.
News 4's Joe Hart, working for you.
Getting answers to the questions you ask the most.
Submit your questions to jhart at mynews4.com. And remember to put Ask Joe in the subject line. Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6. KRNV News 4 is the only news team in Nevada to receive the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for feature reporting, investigative reporting, and hard news coverage.
Hey, thanks for watching today. On our next Nevada Newsmakers broadcast, we'll have our 11th annual Teen Edition, where we interview some of the top young political minds across the state. That'll be coming up next on our next Nevada Newsmakers broadcast. Thank you.